Here's a thought about looking and seeing. I'm sure you've all heard that old maxim that says that an accomplished pianist needs to practice every day. And of course, we try to apply that to photography because photography is an art form. And gosh, wouldn't it be lovely if we could do something photographic every day? But for most of us, who at least those of us who aren't professional photographers, that's probably not a reality. We can't take our cameras out and photograph every day. But there is something we can do every day that would help our photography, and that's the simple act of looking and seeing and taking note of all kinds of interesting things, like potential subjects or locations or angles of light, or angles of light at certain times of day, or different ways that other people are seeing that might influence the way we're seeing. Sight is a passive thing. It happens whether we want it to or not. We don't have to exert any effort for our eyes to gather light and transmit it to our brains. And if we have normal eyesight, that happens all the time our eyes are open. But what does not happen is our brain engaging what our eyes see in a photographic sense. So that's the thing that we can do, at least as often as we can remember to do it, and hopefully maybe a little bit every day. We can think photographically about what we see. We can plan photographically about what we see. Looking and seeing is, after all, the fundamental act of being a photographer. And fortunately, it is something that we can do always.